Blog Talk Radio.
Party 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. I'm here with first of all, I'm Papa Didi. I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Kettle.
Bonsoir.
And Red Wine.
Good evening, everybody. Since she took my opening line. Bonsoir, je suis Van Rouge.
Oh, Lord. Whatever.
Yeah.
You still messing with the French guy?
Always. Okay. At least for this week.
Anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight, as usual. So much going on. Some of the same old thing going on, but just different people doing it and what have you. Kettle, you want to run down that for me?
Sure thing, Papa. We got the hot topic. Mandatory voting. You believe that? Cop in PG County indicted. The black UVA student beat by liquor patrol. T-shirt that promotes lynching. I'll be interested for one. Black men found hanging from a tree in Mississippi. Also, a hit it and quit it headline. Update on Suge Knight. Hey again. Arsenic and cheaper wine. Uh-oh, red wine. Don't start. Another fraternity suspended. 600 students expelled in India. Update on Marvin Gaye family lawsuit. Illinois representative resigns. Of course, what's popping with Papa Didi tonight? Weird news, of course. We got quite a bit on that. Exclusive cologne in Japan. Man smuggles wife in suitcase. Toys for kids that might be crossing the line. And the secret to long life. Of course, I'm just saying with Red Wine, who died and made you king. Living for the city with Papa, he got a surprise for us. My Hollywood wrap-up, of course, we got to talk about Empire tonight. Celebrity birthdays, cocktail of the week, we got a good one tonight. And Kiss It List, if you got anybody on the Kiss It List, give us a buzz. And also the last word for tonight. So what are we going to do tonight, Papa?
We're going to get it started. Got a lot to talk about, a lot going on. We're going to take a small break and a CC break.
That's my love, Papa.
CC break and get right back with you.
Hey, this is Red Wine, just doing a few promos for the Pajama Party Adult On Mind radio talk show. You know how we do it. PJs only. No clothes allowed. And I was just trying to get this done.
Hey, Red Wine, are you talking about the Pajama Party, where we talk about hot topics, movie reviews, living for the city, and what's popping with me, Papa Didi?
I know you guys aren't doing this spot without me. Kelly with the Yellow Top. Did you tell everybody that they can reach us at apajamaparty.com or call us live, 914-803-4306. Check us out on Twitter, and don't forget to tip the list.
Okay, now is the time for me to sing.
Oh, me.
We don't have time for all that.
Let's get back to the show.
All right, we're back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa Didi here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
All right, Red Wine got our first story for tonight. What we got going on around the world tonight?
Well, we got some mandatory voting this week. They say, you know, the only two things that are certain in life is death and taxes. Well, President Barack Obama wants to add one more thing to that list, voting. Hmm. Now, he floated an idea of mandatory voting in the U.S. while speaking to a group of people in Cleveland during the week. He was talking about, well, he was asked a question about how corrosive the influence of money is over elections in the United States, And then the president went on to talk about the topic of voting rights, et cetera. And then he made a statement and said that the U.S. should have mandatory voting and that voting should be made easier, not harder. Now, as a sidebar, Australia has mandatory voting, just so you know.
Wow.
So anyway, according to the statistics, Americans who don't vote on election day tend to be younger, lower income, and more likely to be immigrants or minorities. And that was according to what the president said in his research. And he said that there's a reason why some folks try to keep them away from the polls. Now, he didn't specify who some folks are, but I think we know who some folks, you know, in quotes, are.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, you know, there's an effort for a number of Republican-led states to make it harder for people to vote. So, you know, there's at least two dozen countries who do have some form of compulsory voting, which includes Belgium, Brazil, Argentina, and I already mentioned Australia. So basically, the president is saying that it would be fun to consider the topic and maybe even consider amending the Constitution to make it a mandatory electoral system. But, of course, you know, don't hold your breath on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of a good idea. What do you all think? What do you think, Pop?
It is good. At least you can, you know, if you ain't doing nothing else on election day, just go in there and pull the lever. But I don't think that I don't think Republicans would want that to go through because it'd be too many people that they really are counting on not voting. So it'll be, I don't think it'll go over well.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't think so either. It's just for it to be mandatory. So what happens? You know, what consequences do you pay?
Yeah, that's the question.
If you don't vote, you say you don't vote, you're going to be fined or, you know, they're going to take that voting privilege away. That's what scares me.
I don't know. I mean, you have some people who refuse to vote, don't believe in the electoral system.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the penalty, then that may be what they want anyway.
Yeah, Republicans, I guess it'll work for them, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's true. They do a whole lot of funny things to keep people away from the polls.
Right. They can't seem to play fair at all.
Yeah. So we'll keep our eye on the topic and see if anything really comes of it or whether it's just another one of those discussions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what you got, Papa?
I have Prince George County, which is a county in Maryland, they say. I've never been there personally. But a Prince George County police officer was finally indicted. One of the few officers that are indicted for doing something crazy. This officer here, let me let you know what's happening here. A Prince George police officer has been indicted by a grand jury at the video. Now, video showed him holding a gun to the head of a man who was outside of his home in Bowie, which is another county inside of Prince George County. The gentleman's name, the police officer's name was Jancheski Santiago. I guess he was indicted because he was Spanish, or at least he had a Spanish name.
Come on, Papa.
Anyway, we ain't gonna go there. Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway.
Jancheski Santiago was indicted on several counts, including first and second degree assault and misconduct in office, according to the prosecutors in Prince George County. What happened was on May 10th, he was on duty and he pulled up to a car that was stopped in front of a home in Bowie. Mm-hmm. Just stopped in front of a home in Bowie. And according to prosecutors, he questioned the driver and the passenger. The passenger got out of the car. The driver was basically dropping off his cousin at his house in Bowie. And the cop said, you're illegal. And the person he dropped off was still walking to his house. And the cop said, stop and come back to the car. Now, why are you telling somebody to get out of the car to come back to the car? So he comes back to the car, and the guy says, I live here. He dropped me off. And that still wasn't good enough for the cop. And the cop pulled out a service revolver and pointed at the guy's head, stuck it in his mouth.
What?
All kinds of crazy. It was just crazy.
The cop on something?
They claim he's a military vet who's been to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
He was possibly having some type of post-traumatic syndrome, whatever. But it's all crap. I mean, you double park in front of somebody's house in an apartment complex. What is the reason for all the uproar? See, a lot of these police officers should be, when you do something crazy like that, are they not being piss tested after the incident? Are they not being breathalyzed or something like that? They just tell them, okay, go home and go on desk duty. But in the meantime, the Jack Daniels or whatever they're on goes out of their system. Or whatever they've been smoking or whatever they've been drugging on goes out of the system in the meantime. But this is crazy. And they didn't stop harassing him until the gentleman who he dropped off, his wife came outside and said that he lives here and mm-hmm. he's just dropping them off.
Right.
And the cop kind of defused the situation, but then they turned it into the authorities. The gentleman's cousin who was driving was filming it mm-hmm. the whole time it was going down.
Good for him.
And so they finally, when it ran through a grand jury, and he was, in fact, indicted.
Wow, the cop?
So, yeah, the cop was mm-hmm. indicted, which is which is a good thing.
Right.
I mean,
so
because,
you mean even with video, they saw the whole thing, and they indicted him.
Yeah.
Unlike the case up in New York with Mr. Gardner, when they had video, but the cops still got away with it.
Well, Gardner wasn't video. That was just on TV, period. That was just,
well, I'm saying video.
Was just,
it was broadcast.
It was broadcast
everywhere.
Big time. It was big time.
Everybody
video.
Saw the mm-hmm. chokehold, but yet the cops were exonerated.
Yeah, well, you know. That's,
I mean, look what happened with Rodney King. Same thing. Yeah, okay. Same thing. But, you know, you get the whole story. You know, you just see bits and pieces on TV. But you get the whole story that, okay, Rodney King, he was on PCT, but still, you didn't have to beat the man to a pulp, almost lose an eye, and some more stuff. And then nobody gets indicted? Come on now. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing with this here is, why was a gun even necessary to be pulled out when you're having a conversation with people?
Mm-hmm.
The whole intimidation thing of this, you know, this is...
I think that's the
crazy.
Key word, intimidation. Right.
Yeah, and who's scared of who, you know, kind of thing. So it's just a mess.
This says you got the little sheriff badge.
It's happening in all four
right.
corners of the world right now, and this is really getting ugly. And it's just you know, scaring people to even go out of the house. I'm about to go in the white face myself. I need to get undercover here.
Well, can you wait till after we leave the W Hotel before you do that?
Yeah,
by the way, we're out in L.A. this week. At the W Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We're on borrowed time, so we're going to get out of here on time before they charge us for this room.
I know that's right.
I'm just saying.
And the weather's about 75 degrees here.
Yeah, it's beautiful in L.A.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We had to duck all that snow and rain and foolishness back on the East Coast.
I love the palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you guys got any questions or comments on what we're talking about tonight, get in on the discussion. Hit us up at 914-803-4306 and do what, Raywan?
Press 1
if you want to get into the queue so we can
press 1.
Check it out. So our next hot topic is the black UVA student beat by the liquor patrol. What's up with that?
Bull crap.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
What's up with that? All right.
That was pretty heavy.
Yeah, Marquise Johnson, a junior, was flung to the ground by Virginia Department of Alcohol Beverage Control Agent.
Yeah,
that's not even a real cop. Who are they, the liquor patrol?
But check this out. I mean, this guy here, Matisse, he is the leadership development chair of the UVA Black Student Alliance. He's making with the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah.
The statement said Johnson did not resist questioning or arrest, but ABC agents pinned him to the pavement with their knees in his back.
Yes,
all right. It says, in video of his arrest, one onlooker reported shouts, yeah, his head is bleeding. Johnson can be heard yelling, I go to UVA, you effing racist, how did this happen? So it said Johnson was charged with public swearing, intoxication, and obstructing justice.
Public swearing?
And they had to beat him down like that?
Yeah, 10 sissies. That's what I heard. 10 sissies.
When do you get beat down for swearing in public? If that's the case, there'd be a whole lot of folk left there.
Please.
Beat down, bloody.
See what I'm saying?
Some more stuff.
That's crazy.
I'm not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was outside of a pub. I mean,
some little Irish pub.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you, you know, I always say that I don't mean to cut you off there, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say that, you know, we got to find a root cause of the story. You know, sometimes when people frequent places and they're trying to do business there, the paranoia of the owners of these clubs,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're right there next to the college.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a a sort of a black clientele at your establishment, but they're paranoid because they don't want so many. They want some non-threatening black folks to come there.
Mm-hmm.
And the ABC cops are hanging around there. You know, why are you lurking anyway? Won't you, get on patrol? You're lurking and you think the guy looked young, so he may have. But now the word on the street is that they got fake IDs, so now you're assuming that somebody has it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy, it was three guys on top of him for what I've seen. When they had handcuffs on him, and still had their knee in his back. So once you put handcuffs on my ass, I guess I'm pretty well sedated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Putting your knee in my back at that point is pretty worthless because, hell, you got me under lock and key. You know, what the hell you want to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Take my spine out of commission? Put your fat-ass knee on my frazzle-ass back?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I don't understand how it's so... It's three of y'all, for God's sake. Three
mm-hmm.
of y'all. All of them look like they were war over 200 pounds.
Right.
And they all got guns in their hips. So what the hell else? I'm laying there with my face bleeding on the ground. And this could be anybody, black, white, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got me sedated, you got me under, you know, and, you know, once they call in to say, you know, I have the suspect has been apprehended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the hell, when did they stop doing that?
I think they go overboard.
They go overboard because they're scared to death. They're young.
Because they said they responded to a disorder involving a large crowd after the incident took place.
But how do they respond?
So
when you call 911, you're not calling the ABC cop. You're calling a real cop. They didn't respond. They were there.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand.
So what is the, I mean, I thought that the ABC people, I mean, that's typically, I don't know about other states. I know Virginia has the alcohol. What
right.
is it called? The
well,
alcohol.
That's what
beverage
liquor stores are called,
mm-hmm.
ABC stores.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I didn't realize that they even had patrol people. I'm not going to call them cops.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The A does one for alcohol, so why in the hell they patrolling the individual?
They're
supposed
that's
to be patrolling the alcohol, right, Bob?
I thought their thing was about licensing stores that sell alcohol and dealing with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard of a situation where they actually go out in public and deal with disturbances or anything of that nature.
They're trying to be cops. They want to get a collar.
Well, then they need
in.
To go to cop school or wherever you go.
Well, I guess they think that once they apprehend a person of color that he's not connected to anything, and here's a collar they got that night, and someone talking about it, putting to their record that they got an arrest, but come to find out that this was a young prominent brother, you know,
absolutely,
who has a few things going on, and
I don't like that.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to put those three cops on the Kiss It list.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Motion moved and accepted.
And we'll call them
Mo,
Larry, and Kirk.
All right, Tony Lane, put them on the Kiss It list, please. Thank
okay.
you
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got, Kevin?
All right, we got the, unfortunately, anybody heard about the T-shirt that says Hang Loose and has the noose on the T-shirt? That's just crazy.
Who would have
It says, after backlash, beachwear company to Vic pulls T-shirt that evokes lynching. I mean, who approves this stuff?
Wait a minute. You got a picture of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That actually has a noose on the shirt.
And it says, Hang Loose.
And TJ Maxx was, there's the label right there. TJ Maxx was selling it.
Mm-hmm. And it says, why is this a shirt? That doesn't make any sense.
And it wasn't even on clearance.
Who is their merchandiser that thought that that was a good idea to buy that?
I don't know.
Add TJ Maxx to the Kiss It list, too.
I know. That's why it says, Inquiring Minds want to know, both TJ Maxx and the Irvine, California Beachwear Company, the Vic, which makes the T-shirt, was slammed on Twitter Monday night after users shared a picture of the T-shirt with a TJ Maxx price tag.
That's crazy.
It says, some of the tweets said, this shirt is disgusting. I can't believe you would carry it. And I can't comprehend who would even make a T-shirt like this. It says, Hang Loose T-shirt, do you have any other things in your racist line of T-shirts? A hangman's noose? Come on, really? You put this, I don't know. So, you know, so TJ Maxx, they said, we sincerely apologize for any offensive calls by this T-shirt. Oh, this is the manager of Tavik PR manager, Kelly McClory. So they just put this stuff out, and then if nobody squawks about it, they just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
But then when people get on social media and whatnot mm-hmm. and start saying this is a problem,
mm-hmm.
now they come out and publicly apologize.
Mm-hmm. We didn't mean to offend anybody.
Yeah, we didn't mean it like
it's
that.
It's a routine apology that goes out. It's pretty standard.
Yeah. We thought it was just kind of like a joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha.
And yeah, somebody said they think it's pleasantly,
yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It sells for $13.
It's full price now, Clarence. Okay.
I guess it's full price.
I go to TJ Maxx. I go straight to the Clarence Rack. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Really
but see, this is my question. If they were to print a shirt, or somebody were to print a shirt that had, for example, a furnace with people being thrown in, and it had some reference to the Holocaust, would they think that was, what was it, pleasantly provocative? Or would they have a real problem with that when the Jewish community rose up and said, what is your problem? Have you lost your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that it seems like when it's things that pertain to other people, other ethnicities or other cultures, it's a problem. But when it's something that offends the black community,
mm-hmm.
oh, then it was all just meant to be a joke, and we're just too sensitive.
Yeah, we are.
We're just so really sensitive.
Yeah,
it was just a joke.
Yeah.
Can't you people take a joke?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
But check this out. One comment somebody said, I've gotten mixed reactions to the T-shirt. I've had a guy accuse this shirt of having some racist agenda behind it. You think? I've had one person complain that it promotes violence. Just be warned about the audience when you wear it, is what it's saying. So you have to, depending on who you wear it around, I guess, they might take offense.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I say we take a vote.
No.
There you go.
All right. And then one last one says, I'm a fan of graveyard humor. So I thought the shirt was
graveyard
funny.
Humor?
Mm-hmm. So he thought the shirt was funny. And I've had plenty of people dig it.
What the heck is graveyard humor?
Stupid ass.
What is graveyard humor? I guess that's jokes about things pertaining to death.
I bet you it's as white as this dang on a piece of
okay.
paper right here.
Anyway.
I bet you $5 to you.
Some sicko wacko.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. 914-803-4306.
Press 1.
Press 1.
They done got on your last nerve, they won.
Yeah. You got me fired up now. Press 1. Call us up right now and press 1. If you dare. You got the heart, press 1. We want to hear from you.
Well, we got one more hot topic here, Red Wine.
Yeah, there was another one. Speaking about nooses and whatnot, another story happening is that the FBI, as of right now, is investigating this hanging death of a black man that was found in Mississippi. Now, this happened down in Port Gibson, Mississippi. The federal and state authorities are still investigating the hanging death of a black man who had been missing for more than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, the man was last seen around March the 2nd. He was reported missing by his family several days later. But they were saying that the cause of death has not yet been determined. Now, the man was found hanging with a sheet, by a sheet, hanging on a tree, in Mississippi.
Mm.
I'm not saying that it's a lynching. All I'm saying is if it looks like a duck and quacks like
a duck,
chances are
it is a duck.
I'm just saying. So, you know, the last I heard on CNN this afternoon is they're saying that it appears to be a suicide.
A suicide?
They're saying it appears to be a suicide, but the authorities are still investigating. And the results are still not in yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're saying.
That is how the news kind of sounds after a while.
Yeah.
Sounds
it appears to be a suicide. Yeah. It doesn't appear to be any foul play amiss or afoot.
You
know, so we shall see what happens.
I'm actually contemplating suicide myself.
Don't say
that. I think I'll go find a tree in Mississippi.
Don't say that, Papa.
Mm-mm. No, that's the wrong place because they won't find you for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
then
they
minute.
Say they found that brother.
Yeah.
200 yards from his house.
Come on now.
How are you missing for 2 weeks and nobody saw you? Now, if you did that to yourself, unless you were wandering around and decided to come 200 yards back to home and decide, let me get a sheet and just knock myself off.
Well, there's a lot of woods out there, you know. I mean,
for people
to choose to live in some of these southern areas, which, you know, I'm a northern guy myself. I need some bricks and cement under my ass.
I'm a working. You know, up all those woods and critters and varmints.
No, thank you. All that stuff to be in a zoo or locked up behind cages.
Yeah.
But for people to choose to live out in those rural areas and things like that, you know, more power to you and God bless you. Hope you got a Roscoe in the house to protect you.
I know that's
but,
right.
It's just not my thing. I mean,
I
just don't need to be around darkened areas to prove I'm, you know.
Well, you guys got any questions or comments on what we're talking about, hit us up at 914-803-4306 and press 1.
Right.
Press
1. I dare you.
Well, we're going to come back and take a little CC break, as I always say. We're going to come back with the hit it and quit it headline. We'll be right back.
It's the Friday night adult talk show, The Pajama Party, on Blog Talk Radio, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Visit us online at www.apajamaparty.com. Click the banner and you can join us online, or call us right now at 914-803-4306. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and call us now, 914-803-4306, and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved up front just for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Pass it on. Now let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the Pajama Party. That better not be my robe.
All right, we're back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Good evening.
All right, we're going to hit the hit it and quit it. Some stories that are just lurking out there that we should speak on.
We got one about an update on Suge Knight again.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, you know, this case has been going on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But today, in court, Suge Knight collapsed.
What?
In the courtroom.
Big boy.
Yeah, big boy. That was a hard fall.
Yeah.
Right after he collapsed, right after the judge said, your bail has been set at $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's right when he passed out. His head hit the chair. And there has been, we saw the video, what, about six or so policemen or sheriffs or whatever they are, all standing there like the Keystone Cops trying to figure out what to do,
somebody else would do.
It was crazy.
There was a lady here with a bunch of rank on her arm, and she wasn't doing jack but point to another guy. Then a little rookie comes over, he looks over, and he's, you know, like, is this...
Did he gas his head or anything?
But his head was still hanging down.
So
somebody should have turned him up, you know, right side up so he could breathe or something, but they had him leaned over still.
Yeah, they did eventually get him to the hospital. But for people who don't know, he's facing a murder, an attempted murder charge in a fatal hit-and-run incident that left a young man named Tony Carter dead. Now, his defense team is arguing that Suge Knight is legally blind, and therefore he couldn't see Mr. Carter when Suge was driving his big SUV truck and backed over the guy, ran into him, backed over him or something like that. So, I thought that was a crazy defense, because if you're legally blind, why are you driving?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what they were defending. Now, what was interesting is that his defense attorney used references to the hottest show on TV right now, Empire. He referenced him as saying he is not like Lucius Lyon, sitting on top of a lot of money. He's not a kingpin or anything like Lucius Lyon.
Oh,
he had at least maybe
God.
Two or three references to Empire and to Lucius Lyon.
No, he did not.
So I don't know if he needs to fire his attorney, and especially when they came up with that legally blind thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, you might want to get Johnny Cochran out the grave or something, because
why is he even
never going to see the light of day messing with this attorney?
Right. Now, you know that guy owed him some money.
That's crazy.
That's what the bottom line was.
Yeah. Okay.
I got one here.
What you got?
Lost between arsenic levels, unsafe, and low-cost wines?
Uh-oh.
What? A class action lawsuit claims dozens of California wineries produce wine with dangerously high levels of arsenic. What?
That's what they say.
Really, like a real one.
I don't mess with any cheap wine, so I'm not worried about it.
All right, now, it claims that 28 wineries knowingly violated California law by producing wine contaminated with arsenic and failing to alert consumers about potential dangers. Mm-mm. Why in the hell would they do that?
I'm fine.
Independent testing was conducted and found 83 of 1,300 types of wine tested shows elevated levels of inorganic arsenic. Mm. According to the lawsuit, some wines contain arsenic levels that exceeded the safe daily intake limit of 500,000.
500%?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Everybody has
some red wine arsenic. Maybe.
Yeah, they called out like Trader Vic and a couple of other brands.
All right, Papa. They didn't say. Mm-hmm. What you got, Papa?
I didn't see that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we got another Greek attorney suspended for acting the fool.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
North Carolina State University.
What? Hmm. You in?
After a student showed a copy of their pledge book to a TV station in Raleigh. The book contained references of rape, sexual assault, and lynching black men.
What? What kind of shit make is that?
These people are tripping. Tripping.
Pi Kappa Phi. Pi Kappa Phi. Has been suspended indefinitely.
Oh, wow.
It's Pi Kappa Phi.
Pi. Yeah, that's right.
Pi,
Kappa, Phi.
Yeah, so if you plan on pledging
to them,
pledging to a fraternity, you may want to stay clear of that particular one.
Wow.
Because they've been suspended indefinitely for holding a book of
a book of bugs, right?
Okay.
They just have red wine, arsenic, and then wine or something. Something's going on. I don't know what's going on with these Greek fraternities.
Right. But what? Here's another one here, red wine. What's that?
Oh, did you see this one now? This was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Today on the news, I saw the video of these students in India.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking this test that they have to take when they get, I guess it's a 10th grade exam. And it must be a really important test because everybody wants the kids to do well.
Mm-hmm.
So the building where the kids are taking the test,
mm-hmm.
parents, friends, family, relatives, whoever, were all out there climbing the walls of the building like freaking Spider-Man.
What?
Trying to help the kids cheat.
Oh,
wow.
They were trying to give them the answers to the test, trying to reach the window where the kids were so they could throw answers in and all.
Oh,
it was
God.
Insane. I have never seen anything that crazy in my life. And as a result, there were like 600 students that were expelled.
Wow.
Because of the, you know, they got busted.
That's a lot.
It was so out of control. They had called the police in there to monitor and stuff, but the police apparently were told, don't do anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just be there, have a presence.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't arresting people on the spot, but yet 600 kids were expelled. And they were saying that, you know, it's a major test and that police were brought in to stand guard but couldn't use any force on the cheaters. And these people climbing the walls were willing to risk being fined and possible jail time.
Hmm.
But I guess they were so desperate for their kids to get these answers,
mm-hmm.
they really didn't care. And I ain't lying. It looked like an audition for a Spider-Man movie.
Hmm.
I thought it was a flood or something going on, and people were trying to, you know, get to higher ground to avoid the water.
Right.
And then when I found out this was all about trying to cheat, to get answers to the kids for a test, I'm
mm-hmm.
blown. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Wow. Yeah, that
What's
is
up funny. With y'all in India?
600 students that was expelled.
Yeah, 600 students got expelled as a result of it.
Wow. So could you imagine how many parents was scaling the wall?
I'm telling you, they were out there like little Spider-Man climbing that wall.
Well, Texas, another update on the Marvin Gaye family response to rumors. In an open letter, the family thanked fans for their support during their litigation over Blurred Lines. And when asked whether they were pursuing a claim against Pharrell's song Happy, they said that It is a rumor and nothing more. It's 100% false, and that they have no claim whatsoever concerning Happy. So they're not going to go, you know, pursue Happy. Because a lot of people were saying it was like, what's the name of the song called? Ain't That Peculiar. Okay. Yeah. See, last week we were talking about that.
Uh-huh.
And now the family is saying, like, hey, that's a rumor. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Now he's going to sing it. Okay. You think it's the same, Papa?
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah.
Ain't that peculiar?
I think the two songs mix well, but I don't think it's the same music. But
right.
Anyway, the family has now said, look, I'm shutting it down. It's a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody exhale, move on with your lives.
But we got some other updates from the Marvin Gaye family late on my Hollywood wrap-up. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. What else you got on the hit it or quit it there?
Did y'all hear about that Illinois representative?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Papa D was telling me about it.
This gentleman's name was Aaron Schock.
Mm.
He was a regular modern-day Wiener.
Okay.
You remember Wiener? Wiener was a representative out of, he was a Democrat representative out of New York City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he was doing the texting and showing off his body and doing all kind of crazy freaky
shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
remember
the guy. Yeah. This guy here, this is a Republican version of him.
Uh-huh.
This guy redecorated his office to look like the movie.
What's that British show?
The British show.
Downton Abbey.
He was taking all kind of lavish flights and everything and using taxpayers' money and just doing all kind of extravagant
stuff.
Was he
doing any work?
He was on Men's Magazine showing off his 8-pack, his sculptured body on Men's Magazine.
Wow.
And he was just acting the fool.
Claim the fame, huh?
And whenever different news medias would confront him, he always had nice, clever answers.
Mm-hmm.
I think after a while he went too far, and he went to his boy Boehner, Red Wine's boy.
Yeah.
Boehner said, look,
JB,
man, you on your own, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to work this yourself. So he figured to not get into any more scrutiny, he's going to resign at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to show that, you know, people that have grown into a life of privilege think they can do whatever they want to do.
Wait a minute, wasn't he a freshman?
He was freshman.
That?
He was brand new.
Did
now, how do you come somewhere?
Be
brand
know.
Now, you know, we know how many days Congress has off a year, okay? I think they're there for like maybe 6 days a year.
And he got time to do all that. Is that what you mean, Paul?
Please.
This man was
skydiving. He was flying. He was taking jet. He was going to casinos. He was having a ball.
Uh-huh. Didn't they say he took his staff to a Katy Perry concert?
Yeah, it was a concert.
On the taxpayers' money.
He was just doing his thing.
He must have been read the rules.
And now once the ethics committee caught up with him, he figured, I might as well resign. This shit got ugly.
I guess he said, oh, you got me. I quit. Oh, man.
I mean, you just go to show, he's a young man. I would say he's about maybe 27, 28 years old.
Oh, that's what it is. He's
it just go to show that the privileged life compounds itself just like the urban streets.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference in a privileged person thinking that they can do what they want to do as it is a young urban person joining the gang and getting all messed up at an early age. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a person having a child at a young age and a person having an abortion at a young age. What's the difference? What's the difference? You had a baby and got rid of it. This person had a baby. Both of y'all were still pregnant.
Well, maybe his youth got in the way. He just immature. He just hadn't grown up.
But it's no excuse because once you take the oath to become a congressperson, it means you're a lawmaker.
Some of them don't take those papers seriously. You know, but they probably don't even read nothing. Oh, I'm in office. I can do what the hell I want.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they just, his father? I'm not sure who his father is or what his father's position. But his father made a statement basically saying, well, you know, he'll get it together. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's embarrassing to the family and all of that, but he'll be all right.
Because mm-hmm. I realize we don't give a flying.
Mm-hmm.
After March 31st, we don't give a crap what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because he'll be out of there. Bye-bye.
You're out of there. You guys got any questions or comments on what we're talking about tonight, hit us up at 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Right,
and if you're already in the on the line and you decide you want to join the conversation, press 1.
All right. So I think we're going to take a little CC break and come back with what's popping with Dee Dee.
All right.
Papa Dee Dee.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
All right, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm Papa Dee Dee, one of your hosts, here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Ow!
Okay. Tonight, what's popping? We're going to go over a series of things, a few things going on. I was watching Fox News, and I saw Stephen A. Smith, our boy from ESPN, and he was saying how blacks should vote the GOP.
Really?
It's funny how when people start to have a little money, a dollar rub against another in abundancy, where they got money coming all out of their ears in both ways, you know, they kind of start thinking, like, maybe I should be a Republican to keep, you know, keep the money flowing. Or, but if you could take a look at how some of these Republicans are acting, you know, based on their money and their conservatism, if that's such a word, and they're acting the fool. Don't have nothing to do with a political affiliation, not at all. So at this point, these guys are just doing what they want to do, because, like I said, they're, again, the privileged mind is so, it's stuck where it is. If you've been privileged since you was 5 years old, that's all you know. So you can't expect anybody to become grown and then start acting like they're going to care or be concerned or have some kind of compassion. Compassion was never part of it. So when people do stuff, they're just doing what they've been doing. Now they're doing it in the public eye. That's why it looks crazy to the public. But they've been doing it in private, and their parents have been giving it to them all their lives with no type of repercussion. So this is what they turned out to be. Now, moving on to another story. You have Greg Hardy, who was a NFL player, who was first convicted by a judge, and he wanted a jury to hear his case on in a domestic violence charge, and he was acquitted of that particular situation. So anyway, he was out for a while. He played for the Carolina Panthers, but the Dallas Cowboys picked him up this year, traded for him, and now he's a Cowboy. But the mayor of Dallas came out and said that he can't believe that Dallas picked up a person that was a domestic violence perpetrator and put a star on his hat, which was a real derogatory statement, to say the least. But the mayor of Dallas, his name is Mike Rawlings, and he's usually hanging up there with the owners and everything in the owner's box and everything. So he's pretty pissed right now with Jerry Jones, saying he can't believe he picked this guy to be a Cowboy. And, you know, Jerry Jones, they're listening to that. Greg Harding signed for 1 year with Dallas at $11.3 million. So that's going to be very interesting how the mayor of Dallas is totally against Dallas picking up Greg Harding from the Carolina Panthers. So listen out for that particular story, because it's going to be deep. But the thing that gets me, the tag along on that story, is the fact that you didn't hear no press concerning Kurt Busch,
who bashed his lady's head into a wall. And he's a NASCAR driver. And he's part of a team called the Stewart Hives racing team. Mind you, Tony Stewart was a gentleman that ran over the guy on the track and killed him. And Kurt Busch being convicted of the domestic violence situation on the team of Tony Stewart, who was exonerated for his situation with the gentleman getting killed on the track. But nobody spoke on either one of those situations for too long, whether Tony Stewart's situation or Kurt Busch's situation. But they're all over Greg Harding and everything else that anybody else does of African-American nature. So it's pretty heavy how two NASCAR guys who are the same team racing, one of them ran over somebody and one of them bashed his wife's head into a wall. And it hadn't even been on the news for 5 minutes. So just peep that for your little internal knowledge. And, you know, that's my little spill tonight on what's popping. I just wanted to bring that to light to show that some things are spoke on. And it seemed like NASCAR got that big blanket over them. They can kind of do what they want to do. It's pretty heavy. They can just do damage. And nobody, it's sacred. I don't understand. NASCAR is just.
Money talks, Papa.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know it walks.
So anyway, just part of that thought for me, the fact that in the last couple of weeks, the gentleman from NASCAR has come back to racing. He's racing again. He's back in the car. He's running around the track. And it's, you know. So if you got any comments on anything I said or anything we said thus far tonight, call us at 914-803-4306 and press 1.
I think we're going to welcome a caller, Papa.
All right. Well, we have a caller. Caller, welcome to the Pajama Party Friday night, live in L.A. You are live. Go right ahead, caller. Hello. Go right ahead, caller. You're on the Pajama Party. Did you have a comment?
We just wanted to listen tonight.
All right. I'll put you back to listen.
Right.
All right, we'll keep it moving.
Yeah, that was interesting what you talked about, Papa. I mean, he's, you know, people started to think this is, unfortunately, black and white law.
Yeah, it really is.
It's nothing in between anymore. It's just.
I think the fact that they don't have video of Kurt Busch and his situation, that it was kind of swept under the rug, so to speak, with, and with all the money NASCAR has, and we're telling what kind of backroom deals are made and things like that.
Sure.
So, but it just still doesn't make it right. And Tony Stewart's situation, that, you know, however the court judges that, you know, the guy did in fact come on the track. He shouldn't have done that. You know, I don't recommend doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Stewart has been brushing the law. He's been the brink of the law for years in NASCAR. He's always been known as the bad boy of NASCAR. So, but the whole thing in a nutshell is that they can do what they want to do. And the NFL, whenever somebody does anything, when any black NFL player does anything, I mean, he's scrutinized and Goodell is taking money from him. It's just a mess. So just keep your ear out on that.
Well, it does seem like there's two sets of rules for athletes.
Oh, sure. It's always been that way. Yeah, unfortunately. Like Papa said, you got any questions or comments what we're talking about, hit us up tonight, 914-803-4306. And press 1.
Press 1.
We're going to get on a lighter note here. We're going to get on to weird news.
Oh, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Weird news.
This is a trip. Exclusive. Aficionados who want their freshly grilled smell even when they can't get a bite. Burger King is putting the scent into a limited edition fragrance. Burger King said Friday that the Whopper grilled beef burger scented cologne will be sold only on April 1st and only in Japan. Sounds too good to be true. It's not an April Fool's joke, as the company chose the date deliberately. The limited flame grilled fragrance can be purchased at 5,000 yen. That's about $40. And includes a burger. There will be only 1,000 of them. Burger King said it hopes the scent would also seduce new grilled beef burger fans.
Now, I just can't imagine buying some cologne that smells like real burgers.
Is that something that you would really spray on your body and walk around like, yeah, I know I smell like Burger King?
I don't know.
I'm wearing O'Day Whopper. I just don't see it. Papa, if somebody gives you some of that for your birthday, you going to wear it?
Well, what you got to do?
Did you hear about this man that tried to smuggle his wife across the border in a suitcase?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that sounds like some desperation.
Yep.
This man, okay, here's the story. Border guard officers in Poland say that they detained a French man, not my French man.
Uh-huh.
They detained a French man for trying to enter the country with his Russian wife hiding in his suitcase.
Wow.
Now, they say he's a love-struck Frenchman caught allegedly trying to smuggle his young Russian wife of 3 months into the European Union by train in a suitcase. The man is in his 60s, was arrested by the Polish border guard in the town of Tiraspol, close to the country of Belarus, after they opened his suitcase, which was the size, you know, it was a really big one, and that's what attracted their attention. The woman was alive and well, didn't require any medical attention, but it turns out that they didn't have to do all that, because the man was concerned that his wife didn't have the necessary papers to cross the border. But what they told him is that, you know, if she's married and you got the paper showing that you married her, it wasn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just gone on like normal folk. You didn't have to put your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up letting them go, but now they could possibly face charges for trying to, you know, do something crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll catch up with them later on and see, you know, what's going on with that. They said that they might possibly face up to 3 years of jail time for trying to evade the border control.
Mm-hmm.
That's true love.
Hey.
60 and 30. She was willing to get the suitcase full.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like love to me.
I bet. Well, I got an interesting one here. Are you familiar with Dr. Pepper and how that was created?
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh. But wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Okay, special. Dr. Pepper was created in Sullivan Tone State in 1885 by Waco pharmacist Charles Averton. He was a store owner and supposedly named the drink, which the customers originally called a Waco, after the father of a former girlfriend. I guess named it Pepper, I guess. Maybe that was her name. But anyway, on the occasion of her birthday, which is not a young lady, but her name is Elizabeth Sullivan, received a Dr. Pepper-shaped cake as well as a gift basket from the Dr. Pepper Snapple group. When you live to be 104 and still can talk, you deserve some Dr. Pepper, but I never expected this. She said, man, I'm feeling good. I'm glad I'm still here. I'm glad I'm not in the resting home. So this lady, Elizabeth Sullivan, she's 104 years old, and she says she owes it all to the Dr. Pepper soda.
And she's how old?
104.
All right.
It says, do you think that Dr. Pepper should be considered as one dietary strategy for a long life? Maybe we should. I know that's my favorite soda. Comes in different flavors and stuff. Rather than including soda as a component, health regimen for the long haul usually focuses on lots of fruit, vegetables, and fish. Now they're talking about maybe Dr. Pepper should be including that dietary
in that little triangle, the pyramid.
Yeah, I guess be at the top of the pyramid, huh?
USDA would lose their mind.
I guess they would. Mm-hmm. But you guys got any questions or comments that we were talking about? Call us at 914-803-4306 and press 1.
Press 1.
Yeah. I got a crazy one. It's called Baby Beer Bottles.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
What? Baby Beer Bottles. They got bottles that are shaped of beer for kids.
Why would you put something in a bottle for a baby that looks like a beer bottle?
And it's called Little Lager. Crazy.
You know what? I'm not even going to comment on that.
The bottle is called Chill Baby, Little Lager Baby Bottle. They are selling pre-orders of the 8-inch item for $12.
Oh, Lord.
Well, somebody's going to buy that solution.
Yeah, what are we coming to? But we can take a little CC break, and we're going to come back. You guys want to hit us up tonight, 914-803-4306, and press 1.
That's why.
Be right back. I'm going to take this little CC break, and we're going to come back with Red Wine.
Oh, wishing that we could be just where you wanna be. Everything you say to me, I know you got your lady. If you're feeling maybe you can make this steady. I know that we should not keep this up. We should already be done. Help this thing that I feel for you. Oh.
All right, we're back here to Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
What's going on, Papa? We had some crazy weird news. That beer bottle thing was a trip.
Yeah, you know that same company has another toy that they call Roadkill.
No.
Go figure.
Yeah. Mm-mm. What you got tonight, Red Wine?
You know, I had something on my mind I wanted to share with you.
Uh-huh.
But tonight, I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
You know, I try not to go too hard, but tonight, I'm just saying, who died and made you king? And I'm directing this to Senator James Lankford, who is a Republican from Oklahoma, and Representative Randy Forbes, who is a Republican from Virginia. So the two of them this week made a comparison about Chipotle deciding not to carry pork in some of their restaurants because the distributor is not handling pigs in a humane way. And that's a big thing for Chipotle. You know, they say that all their meat, everything is handled in a humane way, et cetera. So their distributor in some of their locations apparently stopped doing that. So these two, I'm not going to say gentlemen, I'll say these two people, made a statement about it, and it was in print. And, of course, you know, I mean, that's their choice. They can say what they want. But here's the problem. These two politicians think that businesses should be able to use the same premise to deny service to people in the LGBT community, and that, of course, that's lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender community, simply because of who they are. And they're making a comparison with Chipotle's decision to not use a distributor because of inhumane treatment of animals. And I'm trying to understand, how does one have to do with the other? How do you make a comparison about, well, if you can choose not to use a certain distributor, I can choose as a businessman or a businesswoman to say, I don't want to do business with people that are gay, bi, transgender, et cetera, because it goes against my religious beliefs, et cetera. People that are LGBT are not trying to convince you. They just, if they come in your business, your restaurant or whatever, they're just there to do business. Why are you making a judgment call on people? And again, you're making an assumption because, for one thing, how can you determine a person's sexual preference just because they're in there looking around in your store? Is this something you can tell just by looking at them? And even if you thought you could, what gives you the right to judge what they do behind closed doors? And that goes back to my original question, who died and made you king? And I'm addressing again to you, Mr. Lankford and Mr. Forbes. I'm just saying. Now, are you the new moral police? Okay, let me get it straight now. I would gather that the assumption is that the business owners, if you two had your way, would have the right to deny service or products to people based on who they sleep with. Is that your plan? Are you kidding me? Everybody has the right to practice their own faith, religion, beliefs,
or lack thereof, et cetera, as they choose. But if you have a license to do business in any state, in what we call these United States of America, doesn't that mean that you're supposed to treat everybody fairly and treat everybody the same? Why are you trying to bird dog what somebody's doing in their bedroom or whatever? I mean, what have you been doing that people would be shocked and appalled if they knew? You know, y'all need to come off of your high horse and stop the crazy. I'm just saying, if somebody comes into your store prepared to spend money, are you really concerned about who they sleep with? What if there was a camera in your bedroom? Would people approve of who or what you do? And if they didn't, would it matter? So to you, Mr. Jack and Mr. Off, Mr. Langford and Mr. Forbes, if you had your way, business owners would be able to legally look at a customer, sum them up based on what they think their sexual orientation is, and decide whether or not you want to do business with them. Now, does that seem right to you? It does not seem right to me. What happened to let he who's without sin cast the first stone? Oh, I guess maybe y'all haven't heard that one. Or maybe your faith is built on something different. But if it's based upon the almighty dollar, I don't think it's a good idea to turn away anybody's business. So here's the truth of the matter. All money is green, no matter whether it comes from a straight man, a gay man, a bi man in a dress. It does not matter. Your money is green, and it will pay your bills the same way as whether it came from a straight man in a suit, a businessman, a soccer mom, a woman on the hunt for a sugar daddy, whatever the case. Money doesn't matter, and your bills and your people who you owe money to, they don't care. So why are y'all trying to make this an issue? If you're in the business to morally judge people, then retail is not the business for you. You need to find the kind of business that'll pay you to be the moral barometer of your community. Now, lately, I haven't seen any job openings for that kind of position, but if you think you can create it and make a living, help yourself. I'm just saying that in this day of social media and public comments, having the ability to take a business down or shut you down, you might want to think twice before any of you business owners who are thinking about listening to Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You might want to really think twice about it. All it takes is for somebody to get on Yelp or Twitter or some other site and slam your business for mistreating people, and you will be just as good as shut down. So to all you business owners who think that you might want to put on your moral X-ray vision glasses to judge your customers, you might want to think long and hard about it. I'm just saying. I mean, and for real, don't we all have some kind of issues or sin, if you want to call it sin, or problems, or whatever you want to call it? Who are we to judge anybody else? So I tell you like this, rather than judging people on what you think they do in private, how about you determine whether or not you serve them based on how they behave when they come in your store? And if they come in your store and act a fool, acting loud, belligerent, breaking up stuff, or whatever, then you have a right to ask them to leave your store, because now they're being disruptive and possibly chasing away other customers. And you definitely have a right to do that. But in my opinion, you do not have the right to look at somebody and decide, I think that person sleeps with so-and-so, therefore I don't want to do business with them. That's not what you should have been in business to do in the first place. So I'm just pointing that out to you to say, hey, if these two senators have their way and they make that legal for someone to refuse business to someone based on what you assume their sexual orientation is, we're going to have some serious problems. And as a business owner, I would suggest that any potential or current business owners, you don't want any of that. You don't want to touch that with a 50-foot pole. So if your radar doesn't pick up on what you think somebody's sexual persuasion is and all of that stuff, that's a good thing. Leave it alone. You're there in business to do business. You're not there to judge somebody based on what you think they're doing at night or who they sleep with or how they like it. What about what you do when you get your freak on? So you might want to think about that. I'm just saying. This is red wine. I'm just saying. Don't listen to Tweedledum and Tweedledee. They're going to get you all messed up.
Uh-oh, red wine.
You guys got any questions or comments on what red wine or Papa or I'm saying tonight, hit us up at 914-803-4306 and press 1 or check us on apajamaparty.com.
You can catch us on Twitter or Blog Talk Radio for sure. So I think we got Papa next. Living for the city. You got something for us? You want to take a little CC
break?
We're going to take a little CC break. We're going to come back with Papa, Living for the City. All right, we'll be right back. Right now.
This is the Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello! You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner. But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the Pajama Party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
You're back at Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir. What we got for us, Papa, tonight?
Well, tonight, living for the city, I'm a go a little freelance. With everything going on in the world today concerning cops and black men and things of this nature, as you can see every day when you see stuff on the news every day, it's becoming full circle. So I just want to put out there to any black man of and any man of color, so to speak, that you know just watch yourself, watch your surroundings, watch everything that goes on. Because it's vicious, you know. Don't think that you have made it so much on your job or you ain't got nothing else to worry about when you step out there. Like you got it going on so tough that you don't have no worries. You know that I've made it. I'm strong in my position. Yeah, but when you step out of that job, when you come out of that office or you get in a parking lot, you know you're just a regular black man. And just stay conscious of that. And to say you're a regular black man, I'm not knocking down who you are as a person. I'm just saying that we have an epidemic going on out there that's in full effect. And you could be pulled over for some of the lightest stuff. As you see, like I talked about earlier, in Prince George County in Maryland, where the guy was basically dropping off someone at his home. And the cop pulled up on him and asked him, "You're double parked. Why are you double parked?" Damn. You know, the guy's getting out of the car to go in his house and is getting confronted and had a revolver stuck in his mouth and stuck in his face. Just for nothing. For nothing. And that's scary as hell. That'll traumatize the hell out of you. Because you're 2 seconds away from somebody pulling that trigger. I mean, you're almost at the point where now you want to challenge this cop, because if somebody puts a gun in my mouth and they're not going to pull the trigger, and that gun is that close to my hand, at this point, I might fuck around and grab it. You know what I mean? Because I need to, you know, at this point, I'm thinking about my life. If this man ain't thinking about my life, I'm going to think about my life, and we're going to talk about that the next morning while I'm living and his ass is gone. So sometimes, you know, you got to defend yourself and just think, you know, how you're going to handle your situation. I mean, do your due diligence to do what they tell you to do, you know, and everything. But sometimes you look at these cops and they pissed off at the world. They mad as hell. Either they working too many hours or they wife went to see some male dancers or some shit and he working the midnight shift, or you never know why he's there or what pissed him off so bad. That's what's so crazy about it, is that they're pissed off for so many different reasons. As soon as a black man drive by, he said, "Well, let me pull him over," especially if you got a Benz or a Beamer or something. They want to see whether you're stealing or dealing. They're going to pull you over and see what you got going on, where you working at, how you living, how can you driving something nicer than me. The stigma is just crazy. And it all boils down to the people who's pulling you over, where they have not made no achievements in their life. All they have evolved to is a damn police officer. A $46,325 a year police officer. They got perks, sure. You get plenty free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, you get free donuts. You can eat at a few restaurants, a few places. You know, you go around and socialize. Some ladies like all that cop and robber stuff. You can get some coochie here and there for some ladies to get off on that. You know, but deep down, other than that, it's just a job. But a lot of them know that a lot of people out here are doing better than they are, making more money than they are, more lucrative than they are, happier than they are. So we never know what they got on their mind. Never know. So just do your due diligence by being careful. When you get pulled over, pull over, just whatever they want to do, whatever you want to say, punk out. You know, put your tail between your damn legs, you know. You know, be that bitch for that minute just to get through that bullshit. Because it'd be a lot better you being a bitch being able to talk about it the next day than trying to be some damn hero and now you're going away in a pine box. So, you know, just on my segment tonight, Living for the City, I just want to tell all the beautiful black men in the world, watch yourself. Be careful. You know, when you see something, avoid it, evade it. Situations, circumstances come out of a club, a crowd gathering or what have you, go the other way, you know, go home, take the other route, go out the parking lot in another direction. You see some bullshit, go in another direction, you know. I just want to put that out there.
All right, Papa, I hear you. All right. Round of applause. That was a good one. That's right. Get your eyes and ears peeled open, black.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's getting heavy.
I can imagine. It sure is. You guys got any questions or comments what we're talking about? Hit us up tonight.
914-803-4306.
Press 1. Or abajamaparty.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, everything imagineath the sun. I guess we're going to keep rocking and rolling. I'm going to get into this Hollywood wrap-up. A lot has been going on. Like I said, I had a little update on the Blurred Lines story. It continues. The family of Marvin Gaye filed an injunction to prevent copying, distributing, and performing the hit song Blurred Lines. It says the trial in this action only included revenue from past sales of Blurred Lines. The Gaye family is requesting an injunction so that the parties have time to negotiate how their father will be credited and how future sales will be shared. That's interesting. Also, with the this type of relief is authorized by the Copyright Act. The Copyright Act says the infringing product continues to be sold and the party whose work has been infringed is not receiving appropriate credit for their contribution, is not receiving a share of the copyright, and is not participating in the revenue from those sales. So that's what that copyright action is really saying. So they're going to do what they got to do. Also, the Gaye family added, they said, it is our wish that our dad's legacy and our great music, past, present, and future, be enjoyed and protected with the knowledge that adhering to copyright standards assures our musical treasures will always be valued. So, I guess they're going to continue to push forward with
that. What do they mean in the future? Are they producing some new music? Or do they mean anything that can happen in the future, I guess?
I guess all his music, past, present, and in the future, I guess.
Yeah, that's what he's not going to make any new music.
Hmm.
Not that I know of.
Interesting. He might have had some things that hadn't been
here.
Right, never recorded. Yeah, like the Tupac stuff and all that.
Maybe.
You know, that stuff comes out later.
That's what I was asking. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, thanks, Papa. Yeah. Also, I know everybody watched Empire. Except you, Papa. I know you ain't watched too much Empire. Okay. The Empire finale episode, Wednesday night finale. It opened up with Malcolm, played by Derek Luke, head of security at Empire, taking a bite out of Taraji P. Henson cookie. Then Lucius finds out from his doctor that she misdiagnosed him. Lucius tells her to get her ass out of here. Furthermore, Vernon, played by Malik Yoba, tussles with Andre Lyon about coming back to the company, but no go. Then Rhonda Lyon, which is his wife, bashes Vernon over the head, blood everywhere. Then she drops the bomb, I'm pregnant. Uh-oh. Then Jamal Lyon, he's head of Empire now, is given the throne of the Lyons Empire. He is doing his thing with holding his brother's Akeem album on hold until his album is dropped. So he's holding little brother back until his own album is dropped. But check this out. Boo Boo Kitty,
my girl,
Boo Boo Kitty and Cookie could not stand to be in the same room together. So they had to tussle to Cookie and Boo Boo Kitty on the pool table, and Boo Boo Kitty tried to yank Cookie's weave out. Then decided to work together, but what is the world coming to?
I don't know.
And lastly, Lucia sat at the head of the table and passed out lavish gift boxes. Gave one to Andre Lyons. He received a 24K cross and $100 million scholarship fund that he's responsible for. Hakeem, the baby boy, gave him a 24-carat wing and a fierce jet at his disposal. And Jamal, he gave the Lions Empire 24K smoothing to orchestrate the pilot and influential Lions Empire. I'm telling you,
Cookies.
They are some bad cookies.
he gave her that pillow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yep. Gave her the pillow. Yep, she was about to do some things she wasn't supposed to.
Well, that's how it goes.
Yeah, can't wait to the season open on
that.
Yeah,
I think it ended pretty good. I think they actually put Lucius in a good position, being the fact that his son's wife killed the gentleman who was a star witness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vernon.
On his defense against him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Because he was beating the brakes off of Andre.
Yeah,
but the question is now, where's the body?
That's a good question. I bet you one thing, wherever it is with that rug, because Vernon bled all over that rug.
You look quite the same place Bumpy is, huh?
I didn't say it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so that's going to be very interesting.
It is. I'm telling you, can't wait for that.
Yeah, when's that come back? Anybody know when that comes back?
Probably September.
I don't know. I think in fall.
Yeah, in August, September. But we're going to get on with the birthdays. We got
some celebrity birthdays this week.
Celebrity birthdays.
All right, who we got?
Got Sly Stone. Who is even that?
In a trailer somewhere?
Uh-uh.
God bless.
Uh-uh. March 15th. He's 72. Rodney Pete, March 16th. He's 49.
He's what is he, basketball?
No, he's football.
Football. Okay. And that's Holly Robinson Pete's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
My girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's married.
Watch out, him. Clifton Powell, the actor. He plays in a lot of the stage plays and stuff.
You see him in a lot of things.
Right, his is March 16th. He's 59. Oh, Queen Latifah, rapper and singer and actress. March 18th. He's 45.
All right, Queen.
Getting up there, Queen. Vanessa Williams, singer and actress. March 18th. She's 52.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that won the crown, right? They took it away from her,
You went and saved the best for last.
All right. Godfrey Owens, actor. He's from The Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah. He was
March 18th.
The husband of the oldest daughter.
Okay.
Curly hair.
Okay. He's 54. Irene Cara, actress, singer, March 18th. She's 56. Mr. Lowe himself from the Pajama Party Bartending, March 19th. He's 26.
Oh, Mr. Lowe. Shout out to the bartender.
Right, ma'am. We got this Papa Didi's girl, Ruth Pointer, from the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
March 19th, 69.
I bet you got a kicker on the side.
your boy, Red One, Spike Lee, director.
Oh, little Spikey.
Mm-hmm. March 20th, he's 58.
Oh, happy birthday, little Spikey.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he might direct one of the episodes of Empire next fall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're tapping everybody.
Yeah, they're tapping Lady O and Common, so it'll be interesting. Vanessa Bell Calloway, actress, March 20th, she's 58.
Now, isn't she the one that was the wife of the intended wife for Eddie Murphy in Coming to America?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That said, hop on one foot, bark like a dog. That was Vanessa Bell Calloway, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Still looking good. 58.
Ow, ow, ow.
Adrian Peterson, this is your boy, isn't it, Papa?
Yes.
Football player, March 21st to 29. He's the baby out the crowd.
Wow.
Mr. Love.
Uh-huh.
And Sabrina LaBeouf. Actress played oldest sister on Cosby Show. Okay, March 21st.
Oh, yeah, Sandra.
56.
Oh, it's Sandra. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. Okay. What we got for the cocktail of the week, Papa?
Well, let's see here.
Mm-hmm. Make it good.
I got a drink called Pretty in Pink.
Uh-oh.
All right. Go over to your bar real quick. Let's put this together.
All right, man.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Do the daggone thing. Come on, Papa.
1.5 ounce shot of Kettle One.
Hey.
Cintron vodka.
That's it. That's me.
Okay. 2 ounces of raspberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that from Red Lobster of Olive Garden.
Yeah.
1/2 ounce of peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
And 1/2 ounce of lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
So you mix the lime juice, the peach schnapps, the raspberry lemonade, and 1.5. Well, you might as well go 2.
Why?
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Why not?
You might as well go 2 shots of
Kettle One Citron.
I'm a brown liquor. I can't even read white liquor label.
Oh.
I'm a brown liquor guy. Yeah, you mix that up, shake it up, put in a shaker, put over some rocks, and stick a straw in there, and you know.
They serve that in a martini glass.
No, on the rocks. That's the one. But bartender not here.
Kettle One, what's the name of that? Citron.
Citron. That's the one with the yellow top. That's me.
The raspberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
How would I make that? Like with some Kool-Aid or something? How would I make my raspberry lemonade?
Like you say, you can go to Red Lobster. And get
Red Lobster and Olive Garden.
Yeah, get you a raspberry lemonade to go. No ice.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
No chasing, no ice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're coming back with the Kiss It List.
Yeah,
hopefully, y'all aren't on it.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll be right back.
Looking for a new cocktail to serve at your next dinner party? Trying to figure out what pairs well with your main entree? Then you need to visit the Cocktail of the Week archive at apajamaparty.com. We've got a list of all the cocktails we've featured on previous Pajama Party shows with recipes and pictures of the drinks. And believe me, we've had some good ones. And while you're on the website, visit the archives for previous shows. Just click on any date and you can hear the shows again and again. We've got you covered at apajamaparty.com. And tell a friend. They'll thank you.
All right, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm one of the hosts, Papa Didi, here with Kettle.
Hello.
Red Wine.
Yo, yo.
And we're going to do this kissing list here.
Okay.
And beat down whoever has been acting a fool this week.
Who we got? We got Senator James.
That's Red Wine's boys.
Oh, Lankford.
Oh, yeah.
And
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Republican Randy Forbes. For saying businesses should be able to discriminate against LGBT people if their lifestyles go against the business owner's religious beliefs.
Religious beliefs?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. Okay.
Yeah, simple. Mm-hmm. That's why I call them Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Who else you got, Rewind?
We also have there's a writer who put an article in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jason Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say again, Jason Riley.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote an article saying that blacks were doing a lot better back in the days when lynchings were common.
Mm.
So, therefore, Mr. Jason Riley, you're on the Kiss It List.
How old is he?
I don't know how old he is. But I'm sure he wasn't old enough to have lived back during that time to make such an asinine, ill-formed, ignorant, uninformed comment such as that.
As usual, we have Macy's.
Oh, yeah. They know why.
Under honor.
They know why.
As well as your boy, Roger Goodell. He's permanent. He's a permanent fixture on here. We put them in permanent marker.
Yeah, he knows why.
You got Mayor Mike Rollins, who's the mayor of Dallas. Making a comment about the comment signing the accused, but then later acquitted a gentleman for domestic violence. He was not found guilty, and he opposes them picking up Mr. Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
But the owner is paying Mr. Hardy $11.3 million for 1 year.
Wow. Get paid, brother.
1 year.
We also got Keeping Up with the Kardashians for still being on the air.
Yep. The whole show. Put all of them on the kids.
That's funny. Eva Mendez for saying that sweatpants are the enemy of good marriages. Just saying it was a joke.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, she made this public comment, and then after people started just blasting her for it, she came back and said, it was a joke, people. I was kidding.
She's a stepford wife anyway.
Lord.
She's married to this guy who don't even bring her out in public as pretty as she is. We talk about her next week.
We also have Jack Lew. He's the Treasury Secretary, but dodging the question about when will a woman appear on paper currency. He was asked that at a recent press conference, and instead of him just answering the question or saying when hell freezes over, or maybe when pigs grow wings and fly, he just kept doing the bob and weave, dodging the question. He's on the kisses list. Also, we have Google. They've been cited for using anti-competitive tactics against other companies. I like Google, but apparently they've been doing some funky stuff, so they're on the kisses list this week.
Who else, Papa?
Germany?
Germany?
What? Abandoning the Uber car service? You can't run Uber in Germany?
What's up with that?
They banned it.
Maybe they had too much bee in the cars. I don't know. Okay, and for the three UVA runner cops? Okay.
Yeah, put their knee in that brother's
back. Oh, yeah, the ABC wish they were really cops. Yeah.
I'm trying to become a cop.
And, of course, TJ Maxx for the stupid-ass damn shirt.
Yeah, the new shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if y'all do stuff and apologize later. You shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Yeah.
So you're on the kissing list. And we got something just for you.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Was it good for you?
It was good for me.
Mm.
What about you, Papa?
Yeah.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Woo!
What's your last word, Papa?
My last word is just to reiterate what I said before. You know, watch yourself out here in the streets over the next, few months until a lot of this stuff can go into some type of litigation and some things can go full circle. And, get out there and vote. You know, make a difference. You know, try to set things up, stack the deck like the deck is stacked against you. You know, and be careful.
Come on, Red Wine, what's your last one?
I just want to say shout out to Lena Chanel that sings our theme song. She is out on the West Coast doing her thing, making it happen.
So shout out to her. Keep on keeping on. Thanks to our listeners, all of our supporters, and to everybody out there driving while black, watch yourself. Stay out to get us.
Right.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It is not paranoia. The threat is real.
I like that. That was deep. Well, my last word is I want to thank old listeners, new listeners, future listeners, and shout out to Ardmore Liquors, Mr. D. Love, peace, and strength to Mississippi. Peace out.
Good night.
Good night. Night, Papa.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of jazz.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put on a party. Party cool, keep it real for you. No clothes allowed. Put on a party. Grown up that day.